From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters.
She was standing down the devil, down near Shiloh, Tennessee. There was no one on the highway, so she hitched a ride with me. She climbed into my truck, it was empty as could be. She closed the door and opened up, I listened carefully.
That's the music of Ned Evett. Ned is a pioneer in making music on guitars that don't have frets, those little ridges that most guitars use on the neck of the instrument. And for more than 30 years, he's been creating both guitars and music that are out of the ordinary, extraordinary, some say, leading to Guitar Player magazine calling him the world's first fretless guitar rock star. And USA Today says he's the king of the glass-necked guitar. He's a Nashville boy with very strong Boise roots, and he's coming to the Treasure Valley next Wednesday for a special concert. So we thought we'd invite him on the show for a chat. Welcome to Idaho Matters, Ned.
Hey, it's me.
All right. So for folks who have never played guitar, what is a fret and why don't you like them?
I despise them. Well, a fret is basically, think of it like a white key or a black key on a piano. And you can choose one or you can choose the other. So what I have done on my guitar is I have removed the keys and I can basically play between the notes. And you can do the same thing on a violin or a cello and also a slide guitar. And my fretless guitars have a lot in common with just regular old blues kind of slide guitar. Like, so got some similarity there. So in a nutshell, that's what it is, everybody. Just come see me play between the notes.
So now, is it true that you made the switch away from frets at a New Year's Eve concert back in 1990?
That is correct. Yes. Yes. I smashed a perfectly good Stratocaster on stage on New Year's Eve, and there was some alcohol involved, as there, you know, probably should be. And was up in McCall at the Yacht Club. And I smashed that guitar, and the only thing to survive was the neck. And so I had always wanted to try a fretless guitar, and I built my first fretless guitar from that neck and a John Bolin body, who's a very well-known builder in town. And I acquired a basswood Stratocaster body from him, and I combined the two, and I played that guitar for a long time. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you're talking about playing in between the notes. I'm guessing this is not as easy as playing a regular guitar. I mean, this takes some added skill set.
That's really funny. You know, guitar is difficult. The learning curve is quite steep. Fretless guitar is arguably even harder. And my joke is it takes 2 years just to suck at fretless guitar. And then after that, you know, you start to, you know, everything kind of kicks in, all that sort of hard work. And I'm obsessed with it. And I am a pioneer in this sort of field of fretless guitar. So, you know, but one thing that winds up happening is you sort of define how it's done, how it's tuned, all the things that go into doing it. And then after you have that underway, you can show somebody that's new to it a lot more effectively. And I've had a few people take it up and have made remarkable gains quite quickly. Because you show them what, you know, where the icebergs are in the ocean and what to avoid. So that kind of helps.
That's amazing. I love it. And along with playing the fretless guitar, you also make guitars, especially glass-necked guitars. Tell us about a glass-necked guitar. And is it true that you switched to glass because you kept wearing out the necks of normal guitars?
Oh my gosh, Sam, yeah, that's 100% correct. I kept wearing out my ebony fingerboards with the strings, And I had a friend in San Francisco that was a glass worker, and I had him cut me a fingerboard from glass, and I've never turned back. I've never looked back. The sound of the glass is beautifully crisp and articulated. Just so clear and beautiful. And also it looks great too. So that's not a bad thing either. But yeah, that's how I started doing it. The glass necks. And I built a guitar for John Frusciante from the Red Hot Chili Peppers on a Strat of his. I built a fair number of them for other people. I'm not really in the guitar building business anymore. I got out of that. I pretty much committed player full time and not someone that's sequestered away in a guitar shop. It's not really my scene.
Well, and as you said, they're beautiful and amazing to look at. Just gorgeous.
Why, thank you.
Oh, man. Okay, you have toured all over. You've lived everywhere from Nashville to L.A. to Texas. Why is Boise a special place for you?
Well, my family is there. My folks are there. My siblings are there. Boise, it's remarkable how isolated it is. I think it's the most isolated capital city in the lower 48. And still, so many vibrant, creative souls there are attracted to the mountains and everything about it. So, it's a very difficult place to be a musician and to travel outside in terms of a touring situation, because it is so far away from everything. And that's about the only thing I have to say about it. I mean, you're either getting on a plane or driving 12 hours to get to anywhere. And people still do it. So
they do. We're speaking with fretless guitar master Ned Evett about his music and a special concert he's got coming up in Boise. Ned, I want to play part of another song. Let's listen to My Old Eyes.
My old eyes took a while to see how it looks to you, how it looks to me. It's a blur, it's so hard to see how we move so fast, perfect clarity. It's a long way down, so don't look now. There's no giving up, no giving out on me. My old eyes can see.
Ned, that's from your latest album, All American Radio. Tell us about the song and the album.
All My Old Eyes, actually, I'm actually yelling into my resonator guitar. So it's the sound of the strings vibrating sympathetically. It's something I've done in concert for some time. And I got into Americana songwriting in 2008, 2009, playing with Bill Coffey, backing him up on guitar. And I really got into it. Then I moved to Nashville in 2011, and I did an album with Adrian Belew called Treehouse, which was a very Americana-influenced record. And then I did Glass Guitar in 2016, same kind of style. All American Radio was recorded in Nashville, and at it had a bunch of great players. Randall Curie's on it. He's Brad Paisley's pedal steel player. And it was really fun to do, living back in Nashville and recording in that community. So Nashville's all about songwriting. You get up in the morning, you put on a pot of coffee, and you write three songs sort of in the culture. And My Old Eyes is really fun to play in concert. You can see me do it at the Sapphire Room, although I probably shouldn't shamelessly plug my own show, but I just did.
That's okay. I'm going to shamelessly plug it in a little bit. You are known all over the world for your music, and now you've been branching out into comic books. What led you to this and to becoming an animator?
I've been into animation since I was a kid, and I started getting into doing it sort of recreationally, if you will, on the road when I was traveling, learning the software. And then in 2012, I did a music video for Joe Satriani, an animated video. And it was popular enough with his fan base that we kept going with this idea. We tried to turn that into an animated series, which we were not able to successfully do. However, we were able to sell the whole franchise to Heavy Metal Magazine.
Wow. Wow.
And they put it out in comic book form, and we're still hopeful now that it's come out in comic book form that we can someday get an animation deal for it. So that is exactly how I got into doing it. And, you know, for lack of a better word, animation, music, rock and roll, it's all kind of the same inspiration. It's just the form that it takes is different for me.
Okay, let's get to the shameless promotion. You'll be in Boise for a concert. It's next Wednesday at the Sapphire Room at the Riverside Hotel. Rumor has it you'll have a new fretless guitar you're going to be playing. Talk about that. And I also heard you're going to play a little piano.
Yeah. First things first, I have a new deal with Ibanez Guitars. I'm playing my new Ibanez fretless guitar, which I've deemed the Null, or have named it the Null guitar. The Null is a character from my Crystal Planet comic book. And so I'm going to play that guitar live in concert.
Nice.
You know, I've written a fair amount of songs on piano, and I play all the piano on All American Radio, the record, that's me. So I've been playing more and more piano live, really enjoy it. It's a great departure from guitar. It's a beautiful thing to be able to sing with a piano, the way that it just effortlessly backs up your voice. So I like it for that. So yeah, I'm doing four piano songs at the Sapphire Room, which I'm really looking forward to playing for everyone.
Nice. I also understand you're booked into a residency at Joe Santorini's G4 Guitar Experience in Las Vegas in January. Tell us about that. What's a G4 Experience? And you're going to be hanging out with everyone from Peter Frampton to Steve Morse to Andy James?
Yeah, all those guys. The G4 Experience is essentially a camp, a guitar learning camp that's been going on for a few years now. And I'm one of the instructors. I'm going to be teaching people about my fretless guitar and that whole style. And essentially, it's an immersive environment where you get to hang out with Joe Satriani, Steve Lukather, Steve Morse. It's an incredible roster every year. This year is particularly, you know, just jaw-dropping. And for 4 or 5 days, you just get to, you know, learn about guitar from the greats and hang out. And it's an amazing thing. I'm definitely going to be getting ready for that this next couple of months. And getting into uber good guitar shape. And it's just really inspiring, raises everyone's game. And it shows you how popular guitar still is, even though, you know, maybe it's not the dominant instrument on pop radio anymore. It's still enormously popular with every generation, from boomers on down to zoomers. It's still, you know, just as solid and just as revered. People just love the guitar, Sam. They just love it.
It's awesome. So what's next for you? Are we going to see another album, comic book? What's up?
I have a new album in the works that I hope to release sometime next spring. So I'll talk more about that when it's a little further along. Very excited about that. It's, of course, all glass neck, fretless guitar, and more piano on this one than even All American Radio. And I'm just really, really looking forward to it, putting it out.
Now, we've been speaking with fretless guitar master Ned Evett. He's holding a special concert next Wednesday at the Sapphire Room at the Riverside Hotel in Boise. Thanks for coming on the show, Ned.
You got it, Sam. Anytime.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.